1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A federal court has ruled that the Trump administration cannot block congressionally approved funding to expand electric vehicle infrastructure. In a press release on Tuesday, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced the court granted summary judgment last week and concluded that the Trump administration's effort to withhold the funding violated the Administrative Procedure Act. Wisconsin joined a coalition of over a dozen states in filing the lawsuit, seeking to protect congressionally approved funding through the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program. Wisconsin is due to receive over $62 million of funding through the program, in addition to the overall economic impact from the jobs created. Attorney General Call also highlighted the environmental benefits of expanding the state's electric vehicle infrastructure, making it more feasible for residents to consider purchasing an electric vehicle. The National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program awards grant funding to businesses like gas stations, restaurants, and hotels to help cover the cost of installing electric vehicle charging stations. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board unanimously approved a rule change on Wednesday seeking to bring state regulation of PFAS in line with federal drinking water standards. The rule change follows regulations enacted by the Environmental Protection Agency during the Biden administration. Under the Trump administration, the agency seeks to weaken those regulations to reduce which specific types of PFAS contaminants will have stricter limits. The agency's 2024 rule set limits for the two most common PFAS contaminants at 4 parts per trillion and 3 other types at 10 parts per trillion. Under Wisconsin law, the state-level drinking water standard requirements must be at least as stringent as the federal requirements. With the EPA seeking to roll back those previous protections, Natural Resources Board officials say increasing state regulations will better protect residents from the forever chemicals. According to a WPR report, an economic impact analysis conducted by the Department of Natural Resources found that meeting more stringent state-level regulations would not cost Wisconsin any more than meeting current federal drinking water standards. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Tornadoes, flooding, and baseball-size hail are all part of the week in Wisconsin weather, so far. The strongest Badger State twister in 5 years hit Tuesday night. The National Weather Service says an EF3 tornado hit west of Union Center Tuesday evening, damaging homes and power lines across Juneau County. Winds reached up to 140 miles per hour. The strongest tornado Wisconsin has seen since 2021. Governor Tony Evers visited the area yesterday to thank first responders and assure people that help is on the way. He did declare a state of emergency. The Weather Service has confirmed 4 other tornadoes Tuesday night. Last night, southeastern Wisconsin had more tornado warnings, more impacts that weather experts will need to investigate. Flooding has closed several highways across northeast and north central Wisconsin, and more could shut down as rain continues. State transportation officials are urging drivers to stay alert and check road conditions before heading out. WISDOT says never drive through standing water or around barriers, and always follow detour routes. Crews are working to clear storm damage, so drivers should slow down and watch for flashing lights. And Wisconsin ranks among the top states for remote work. That's according to a new report from WalletHub. Electricity costs and access to broadband internet are credited with putting Wisconsin at the 28th best place to work remotely. The state ranked 5th in having the most cybercrime per capita. Iowa ranked at the bottom of all the states for working from home. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Concern at Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers sports department facing challenges. The chancellor is leaving. The university system president has been fired. But Marcus Sedbury says there'll be no sudden changes while he serves as the Badgers interim athletic director. Head coach Luke Fickell on his boss, Chris McIntosh, leaving the program.
It's not easy to lose a friend, right? I mean, we've all been through it in the past. And so that's the difficult thing. That's the guy that you could visit with and sit down with. And not that I can't do that with Marcus. Marcus, but anytime that there's things like that that are changes that people you know were in your corner, it's always a little difficult. Disappointing, whatever you want to say, but, you know, so is life.
Baseball, the Brewers pulling out a 2-1 win over the Blue Jays last night. Manager Pat Murphy and reliever Aaron Ashby coming in to get the win, and Abner Uribe with the save.
You know, Ashby and Uribe at the end was really, really special. Uribe's tempo and energy leave no doubt that he's healthy.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little patchy fog at a few spots right away this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be a sunny, beautiful day with a high right around 73 this afternoon. Clear tonight, down to 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, some late day and nighttime thunderstorms. A couple of those could be strong to severe with a high tomorrow near 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Lacrosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.